Yeah, that's a good choice. I wouldn't, you know, once you're aware of deceptions and temptings of the tempter, stay away. You know, there's no sense going in and trying to be a hero and turn their minds around and stuff. They've got the Bible is available. Any Walmart you can go in, $10 or so, you can buy a King James Bible with the truth. They just don't want it. You know, they apparently are boasting about not wanting it. And Daryl is right there, Delta Hotel. That is very similar to what Israel says. They could lose their salvation back then, before Christ saved Paul and gave us a whole new program with new doctrine in this pattern. Before that, it was all, you know, do the best you can, try to keep up with the law, and if you fail, try to, you know, bring sacrifices and endure to the end, and in the end, you'll be saved. If you endure to the end. Well, you know, that's not eternal security, and that wasn't promised to them. It was only starting to be promised after Paul, or at Paul's salvation. That's the doctrine that Christ revealed to Paul, that you are saved, not are waiting. If you look at the language, when it talks about Israel's salvation, it's always shall be saved. Shall be in the future when Christ returns. Acts 3:19. I can't remember. Let me get it up here in text. That way I'll remember it. Because I'm reading it. I can remember as I read it. Repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out. When? When the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord, and he shall send Jesus, whom which was preached, which before was preached unto you. Well, he preached it earlier. Well, it was the chapter earlier, actually. Acts 2 and 2:14 through 39 or so. And then again, this is in a preaching that he did, that Peter did there in the temple too. But there's a difference. Yeah, the doctrine that Christ revealed to Paul, there is no condemnation once you're in Christ. And you know, you want a snapshot of somebody that's in Christ? You want a picture? Who walk not according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. So, that's not a way to try and gain salvation, by trying to walk by the Spirit and not by... No. That's, if you read on down through verse 9, that's what God does in us once we're saved. Once we have believed that Christ died for all our sins. And that's the only thing that will save us. We know that Christ has promised it to us. There is no other way. You know, consider the alternatives. What are you going to do? Try and be as good as God? That's what Romans 2, I think, talks about that. And you know, him that by continued goodness or but nobody continues all their life without a sin. You know, if they would have, it says something about life and, you know, maybe I should find it. We'll look that up at some point here. both to will and to do his good. It's God that works in you. That's right. And that's what Romans 6, 7, and 8. 8 is about, for saved people, for people that have gone through Romans 1 through 5 and believed that Christ died for their sins, or was delivered for their offenses. Then Romans 6, 7, and 8 is how God works his righteousness out of our lives, out into our activities, into our actions, our relationships. He puts it there. It's our salvation, Philippians 2:12. It's our salvation. It's not something we're trying to attain to. It's already ours, and we're to work it out in our decisions, our daily living. There's a little mixture there. we're, you know, it's not the people that view our lives and complain about how can you be a Christian if you do or don't do that. That's an opportunity to show them that we're not saved by what we do or don't do. It has nothing to do with our behavior or our deportment or anything. It has to do with Christ having died for our sins and us believing that his death was for my sins, all my sins. And when we're talking about believers in the Scriptures, we need to differentiate. I mean, there's those that have believed that there's no way they can come up to God's standards. They're sinners. And they come to God trusting in His grace that Christ died for their sins, my sins. That's how we come to Him. There are believers also in the Scripture that come to God saying, you spoke to our father Abraham and our father Jacob, made mighty promises to them. I believe those promises. I believe you're working in the world through those promises, through the covenants you made with them, and through our compliance, our keeping the circumcision, keeping the Sabbath, keeping thing after thing. And they stick to that, and, you know, if they endure to the end, they are believers too, but they don't believe the same gospel. They don't believe the same salvation. Their salvation is through the rise of Israel, the kingdom will come on earth. Our salvation is through the fall of Israel, our salvation into the body of Christ takes us to heaven. God is populating the body of Christ to retake His authority in the heavens. The heavens are dirty right now.
What you perceive as sin doesn't cut off fellowship. It's J-O. The very Spirit of God is dwelling within you. And you can't lose fellowship because you did something wrong. But you can darn sure grieve that spirit. And we've been taught for years and years that we lose fellowship if we sin. But the Bible says where there is no law, sin is not imputed. And we were not given that law. It's well, that's exactly right, Cole. And you know, we in here talk an awful lot about this verse. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Well, that workman that needeth not be ashamed, if he studies enough, he will be able to do this with no problem. Shun profane and vain babblings, for they will increase unto more ungodliness. And you know that what the willful sin cult espouses is profane babbling. What's up, Vaughn? How you doing? So that's how you answer the willful sin cult. And you get away from them. I find myself in their rooms all the time because they change the name. And ninety-9% of the religious denominations use and abuse the Word of God to make money. And that's all they're about. Love of money is the root of all evil.
Yeah, it's hard when those things happen. You feel guilty, but that's the flesh. I mean, we have to admit that our flesh is not perfect. Far from it, really. But don't let that be your criteria for what you are. You are righteous in Christ, in God's eyes. And it's not something to boast about or to say, well, I don't have to listen to you and God accepts me. As believers that Christ died for our sins, we've been given the ability to live by the Spirit's promptings in our lives rather than the flesh's promptings. And part of the flesh is our conscience. We've got the Word of God to go by, but even people that don't study the Word of God or aren't saved have a conscience. So that's part of your flesh. Don't let that run you. You have to make a decision to let that go.